Listening, Unit 5, page 74, E.
You will hear a blogger talking about her bucket list. For questions 1 to 6, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hi everybody, I'm Emma, and today I'm really excited because you'll never guess what, I did it! I ticked off the scariest thing on my bucket list. I decided to go for it and get over my fear of heights, and so did something that I'd otherwise have put off till last. I jumped out of an aeroplane. It was amazing, and I'd recommend it even to those of you who were a bit cautious. Hey, if I can do it, anyone can. But just to warn you, the last 10 seconds before you hit the ground are, well, I don't think I've ever been so terrified in my life. So, what's next? Well, once you've done the thing you're most afraid of, everything else looks a whole lot easier. Next up is training to run a marathon. Oh, by the way, I'm doing that for charity too. The skydive was really successful. I raised over £1,000. Running a marathon is a common goal, and it's a tough one, especially for someone like me who's not that athletic. But I'm following a programme and it's a long-term goal. These activities, I suppose, are kind of self-improvement, and I think that's something a lot of people aim for on their bucket list. But at the same time as improving yourself, it's nice to see if you can help others. That's why raising money for charity while doing it gives you double the boost. What about if you're really not into all those sporty, outdoorsy activities, I hear you ask? Well, there are loads of things you can do without leaving the house. I finally got round to reading a classic novel. Wow, I'd been putting that one off for years. When I took the time to sit and focus, I found that Anna Karenina is a fascinating read. That's the thing about a list like this. It pushes you to try stuff that you didn't really think was your sort of thing. And there are always surprises in store. Of course, the typical thing people put on their list is to travel to exotic places. And that's great, but you don't have to follow the crowd, unless there are places that you really want to visit. I don't go in for those lists of 100 books you must read, 20 places everyone should visit. All those are other people's ideas. Although you can get some suggestions from there, this isn't about them, it's about you. And anyway, it's not a competition, is it? Then again, well, I can really recommend skydiving.
Now listen again.
Hi everybody, I'm Emma, and today I'm really excited because you'll never guess what? I did it! I ticked off the scariest thing on my bucket list. I decided to go for it and get over my fear of heights, and so did something that I'd otherwise have put off till last. I jumped out of an aeroplane. It was amazing, and I'd recommend it even to those of you who were a bit cautious. Hey, if I can do it, anyone can. But just to warn you, the last 10 seconds before you hit the ground are, well, I don't think I've ever been so terrified in my life. So, what's next? Well, once you've done the thing you're most afraid of, everything else looks a whole lot easier. Next up is training to run a marathon. Oh, by the way, I'm doing that for charity too. The skydive was really successful. I raised over £1,000. Running a marathon is a common goal, and it's a tough one, especially for someone like me who's not that athletic. But I'm following a programme and it's a long-term goal. These activities, I suppose, are kind of self-improvement, and I think that's something a lot of people aim for on their bucket list. But at the same time as improving yourself, it's nice to see if you can help others. That's why raising money for charity while doing it gives you double the boost. What about if you're really not into all those sporty, outdoorsy activities, I hear you ask? Well, there are loads of things you can do without leaving the house. I finally got round to reading a classic novel. Wow, I'd been putting that one off for years. When I took the time to sit and focus, I found that Anna Karenina is a fascinating read. That's the thing about a list like this. It pushes you to try stuff that you didn't really think was your sort of thing. And there are always surprises in store. Of course, the typical thing people put on their list is to travel to exotic places. And that's great, but you don't have to follow the crowd, unless there are places that you really want to visit. I don't go in for those lists of 100 books you must read, 20 places everyone should visit. All those are other people's ideas. Although you can get some suggestions from there, this isn't about them, it's about you. And anyway, it's not a competition, is it? Then again, well, I can really recommend skydiving.